1027 Breakfast.
We've got Reverend Sona with us. Good morning, Sona.
Good morning.
Here we are, literally hours away from Teddython. An exciting day tomorrow, for sure.
That's right. And hope to see you all there tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. All right, now what are we talking about this morning?
Well, I decided after driving in and listening to Simon and Bunny that next week I'll look at the psychology of photographs.
Ah, yes. Simon was upset because photographs were put up online of him with his eyes closed and Bunny said with her buck teeth, which you don't have.
Well, in that image, you managed to capture closed eyes and buck teeth. How'd you do that?
I was in the photograph. I didn't capture anything. I just posted
it. Posted it.
Yes.
And Bunny, you looked amazing.
Yes, thank you.
But well, today I actually want to look at wishes.
Right, okay.
So I was walking through the shops, and I'm sure you've seen Christmas decorations springing up all over the place.
They are beginning.
And I saw the chair for Father Christmas, and it took me back to when I was 6 years old. My brothers and I had this secret wish. In our family, you weren't allowed to write a Christmas list. You couldn't write to Father Christmas and ask for what you wanted.
Oh, dear.
You had to be grateful for what you were given.
And that's also reasonable. Mm.
And we desperately wanted bicycles, and I'm sure we dropped not-so-subtle hints for bicycles.
So whilst you didn't write it down, you certainly let them know. Yes.
And we shared the room together.
Yeah.
And so we were all in our beds on Christmas Eve, and we heard bicycles on the roof. And we were absolutely convinced that Father Christmas was bringing us bicycles, and we did get them. It was actually my father in the attic, I think, but yes, we were convinced that Father Christmas had come with these bicycles.
Brilliant.
And it just reminded me of wishing, and I don't know if people still write wish lists for anniversaries, for birthdays. I don't know if you've got secret wish lists in your heart. Bunny, do you have wish lists?
Absolutely. You have a wish list of like little clothing items you want to get, wish list for stuff I want to get for the house. I'm wishing at the moment to reupholster my couch because Chairman Meow's really worked on it.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing about cats.
Yeah.
I think as you get older, your wishes change. Mine are less material. I mean, I wish for things like, and this may sound, you know, fairly deep, but I wish to see my children have grandchildren. My children have children, so I have grandchildren.
Yeah.
So you wish for good health and for longevity.
That's right. Mm. And for happiness for our children. I think that's a huge wish.
Absolutely.
But I also think that within relationships, we have wishes. And I do a thing called Prepare and Enrich with couples who are going to get married. It's from FAMSA. And in it, we have a thing called a wish list.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful exercise. And I was doing it the other day with a couple, and I thought, why do we restrict it to couples? We could do it with our teenage children or our adult children. We could do it if we're blessed enough to have parents. We could do it with our parents.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, people are hugely stressed, and I'm seeing more and more people coming in with relationship issues. Mm. Whether it's with children, whether it's with their spouse or their partner, whether it's with their parents, whether it's with a good friend, people are struggling. And I think when we're stressed, we take it out on those nearest and dearest to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if we could understand each other better, the relationship improves. So in this wish list, you write down three things, and it can't be a nasty thing.
Yes.
You write down three things that you wish someone did more of or less of. Only three. So not three each, but only three in total.
Right.
And then you find a time when you're both in a good space and you do it in a fun way. And you start with your one, so your number one, then their number one, then your number two, their number two.
Right.
And you communicate your desire of what you wish they did more of or less of and how it would make you feel.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
And I thought, I wish I'd done that with my teenage kids, actually. I would have known them better. They might have understood me better.
Yeah.
And I just think it will really improve relationships. And what I see with the couples that come in is that they come back the next week really excited and happy talking about how much it's helped them. So I just thought if we did that, if you're struggling, if you're stressed, ask your partner, ask the other person if you can do that. I wouldn't try it with my boss, I don't think. But you might not get a good response. But with those people in your life that are nearest and dearest to you that you're talking about, Parky, your children, try it and do it in a fun way just to help communication between you.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a fantastic idea.
I love it.
And I think it definitely enriches and grows relationships.
Do you think I could do it with Simon? He's gone to the loo at the moment.
You can try.
You could try. I actually want to film that.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
All right. Well, listen, Reverend Sona is back on Sunday mornings. He's here between 6 and 6:30 and, of course, is on our socials this morning from 9. Have a wonderful day. And we'll spend the whole day with you tomorrow. So looking forward to that.
Yes, I will see you from 6 tomorrow.
Cappuccino, bright and early.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.